Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Does it seem like more children or fewer children than when we were little have asthma now? Is it increasing in prevalence, and why? Do you know if your child is at risk for developing asthma? My guest is Dr. Chitra Dinakar, and she's a professor of pediatrics at the University of Missouri in Kansas City. So, Dr. Dinakar, tell us a little bit about asthma. When we first are hearing about it, what do we know about the causes now? Are we increasing prevalence, or is it a little bit less than it used to be?
Asthma is a chronic disorder of the airways where there's tightening and inflammation. Asthma and allergies are increasing in prevalence, even though, fortunately, with good care, death and hospitalizations due to asthma have decreased recently. But it's pretty common because over 9 million U.S. children under 18 years of age, or 13%, were diagnosed with asthma at some point, and about 9% currently have asthma. So it's definitely quite an important disorder is the third common cause of hospitalization in young children.
And so what do you think is causing this increased prevalence? I mean, you know, is it the air quality, the environmental factors? Is it a family history? What kinds of things factor into it?
Yeah, great questions. There aren't, unfortunately, any clear markers to predict who will develop asthma and who won't. But there are some associations we know. Such as infants and young children who wheeze with upper respiratory tract infections. Some of these infections have later been found to be associated with increased asthma. Allergies definitely predispose to asthma. If your child develops allergies, there's a much higher chance of getting asthma. A family history is very important. So if one parent has allergies, about a 50 to 60% chance your child will have allergies. And if both parents have allergies, it increases to 60 to 80%. And smoke exposure, you know, exposure to perinatal smoke, and then later on in life can predispose you to asthma. So there are many reasons, and the multi-million dollar question is what is predisposing to allergies? And we think it may be the hygiene hypothesis, meaning we have less exposure to diseases and germs, and that's making our immune system react to other substances that would normally be considered harmless.
Well, and I'm there with you on that, because I know as a nation we're seeing more autoimmune things. That theory that we're over-sanitizing our environment with antibiotics in the food and hormones and sanitizers on our counter, that we're not able to ward off what we might have been able to ward off in the past when our bodies had to really work hard.
Exactly.
So asthma in children, first of all, how do we spot it? And how do you know it's a difference between allergy, they've just got a seasonal allergy, or if they've got something that is going to be a chronic condition, such as asthma?
Right. Well, asthma can be tricky, just as you point out, for a number of reasons, because when you have respiratory symptoms, you want to differentiate them from the upper respiratory symptoms that are more common in allergies, such as itchy eyes, sneezing, itchy nose, congestion, drainage, and then cough that comes because of the drainage. Those are more associated with allergies, and it helps if it's more seasonal, then you know that this is pollen allergy, or you know, or if it's around a cat or something, you can tell it's allergies. Asthma can be more subtle, but generally involves the lower respiratory symptoms. So coughing is an important symptom. Especially with coughing, if you have chest retractions, if you have a noisy breathing sound, whistling sounds, or wheezing, or just rapid breathing and your rib muscles are going in and out. Sometimes it can be subtle, though. You can just be fatigued when your child's exercising and you feel your child is not able to keep up compared to the other children. Or your child says, my chest hurts or feels funny when I run. Or the child just tends not to exercise that much, just avoid sports, or wakes up at night coughing and with wheezy sounds. Those would be some of the symptoms of asthma.
And At what age would a child start coming up with these symptoms that a parent, you know, would start to really worry about it and get them to a doctor?
Yeah, that's another good question. What we consider as asthma that may continue lifelong would be symptoms that occur after 5 years of age. But really, even infants can have a predisposition to asthma that you can pick up. So if you hear your child having noisy breathing, wheezing after a cold or a viral infection, and the child gets needs breathing treatments and gets better, that may be an indication even very early on that your child is developing asthma. So very young children can have viral-triggered asthma, even if it's not all the time, if it happens only like a couple of times in the winter. As the child gets older and they start running around and playing, you may notice symptoms associated with exercise or if they're very physically active or after a play date. And then as they get older, you may see more seasonal symptoms. Along with allergies, you may also see that they have wheezing and, you know, chest tightness and other symptoms.
Now, how would it be diagnosed? A child is over 5 years old. We're spotting some of these symptoms that you've described, fatigue during exercise or activity, coughing from deep in the respiratory, wheezing, sounds during breath. We say, okay, this is enough already. We take our child to the doctor. What is the doctor going to do? What are the tests involved?
Excellent. Obviously, history is very important. So a lot of asthma is diagnosed on history, but there are certain tests that are helpful. And on examination, if you hear wheezing, that would also be helpful, and looking for a sign of allergy on an examination. But the testing would involve breathing tests. The common word for it is called spirometry, where you're doing a breathing, you're taking a deep breath to your maximum capacity and then blowing out hard and fast. And you try to see what your lung volumes are and your different lung measurements. So that's the spirometry. Not many five-year-olds can do it. Sometimes they're older, six, seven, eight. Some five-year-olds can. That would help you get an assessment of the lung function and how tight it is. A simple method might be the peak flow meter, which is kind of looks like a kazoo, and you can breathe out into it. That's a very simple version of the spirometry. And then there's a new test called exhaled nitric oxide test that measures a marker in your breath that tells you if there's inflammation in the airways. So you can now also measure the presence of inflammation. These are some simple tests that the doctors do. They may also give you albuterol if your breathing tests show some obstruction, and then look for reversibility or a significant improvement in your breathing test after the albuterol.
Ooh, that's an interesting one. What about, you know, people are always thinking, oh, now my hospital bill is going to go up if I have to have my child tested. What about x-rays or things like that?
X-rays would generally not be necessary for an asthma diagnosis. Of course, if you suspect that something else is causing the chest problems, like a pneumonia or, you know, or some lung mass, you may want to do an x-ray. But and therefore, perhaps the first time a child ever has a wheezing episode, a doctor might do an x-ray just to make sure they're not missing anything. But after that, once you've done these breathing tests and you know the child has asthma, every time the child has asthma, you really don't need to waste money on an x-ray. It would only be indicated if there's fever or some other reason to suspect there's something more than asthma.
In the last 30 seconds, Dr. Dinakar, give us your best advice for asthma 101 and spotting this in your children and getting yourself right to the doctor.
Do pay attention to your child's physical activity and for symptoms such as coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath. And if your child points to the chest or seems extra winded, you may want to think about asthma.
And this is all about keeping your children healthy. Therein lies the name, Healthy Children, right here on Radio MD. Our experts are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in association with their HealthyChildren.org consumer website. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.